The U.S. military says March had the lowest death toll for U.S. troops in Iraq of any month in the past year. Still, three American soldiers were killed in the past 2 days, and today Shiite pilgrims celebrating a religious festival were attacked. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
The holy Shiite festival of Arbaeen marks the end of a 40-day mourning period for one of the most important saints in the Shiite faith, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Hussein. Thousands of pilgrims take to the roads of Iraq and walk to Shiite holy shrines around the country. Today, a suicide car bomber blew himself up near a Shiite shrine, 55 miles south of Kirkuk. Three civilians were killed, including a child, along with two soldiers helping to guard the shrine. It's the latest in a series of attacks against Shiites by the mainly Sunni Muslim insurgency, who are intent in widening sectarian divides here. The month of March has seen the fewest American troops killed in over a year, though. The U.S. military reports that 33 died in Iraq this month. However, attacks against Iraqi police and soldiers have continued. U.S. military officials say it's too early to tell if the back of the insurgency has been broken. There are frequent downturns in the violence here, followed by periods of intense activity. In the past 2 days, one soldier was killed in action 150 miles north of Baghdad. No details were released. Another soldier died from wounds suffered when a taxi that was being checked exploded. Gunmen inside opened fire at the checkpoint before the vehicle detonated, wounding another five U.S. personnel. A third soldier was killed when his patrol came under fire in Baghdad. The gunman disappeared into a nearby crowd, but five suspects were later detained. Meanwhile, politicians are still arguing over the formation of a government. U.S. officials say that it's imperative that the momentum created by the January 30th elections be maintained. Iraqis say they're increasingly disillusioned by the ongoing political wrangling, and there are fears that this could give new life to the insurgency. The National Assembly meets again on Sunday. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.